This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reaction after U.S. Senate Republicans pushed through President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, despite objections from Senate Democrats, as well as one Republican holdout.
This is a momentous day for America, for the United States Constitution, and for the fair and impartial rule of law.
That's President Trump at a White House swearing-in ceremony, but earlier, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer made clear the Democrats' objections to the process.
The Republican majority is lighting its credibility on fire. This hypocritical 180-degree turn is spectacularly obvious.
And meanwhile, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on the confirmation vote.
The Republican majority in the Senate was able to power past objections from every Democrat.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 48.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it was their duty to confirm the president's pick.
One of the most brilliant, admired, and well-qualified nominees in our lifetime.
And says Democrats would have done the same thing if they were in power. The judge is a conservative. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says it goes deeper than that on issues like abortion, workers' rights, the Affordable Care Act, and climate change.
Judge Barrett holds far-right views well outside the American mainstream, and those views matter.
Amy Coney Barrett replaces the late liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg and becomes President Trump's third justice on the nation's highest court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden both made stops in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania Monday in two different styles for campaigning. This is VOA News. An antibody drug has failed in a COVID-19 study, AP correspondent Mike Rossi reporting.
The U.S. government is ending a study that was testing an antibody drug for people hospitalized with COVID-19 because it doesn't appear to help. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says there was a low chance an Eli Lilly antibody drug would help patients hospitalized with the new coronavirus. Enrollment in the testing of the drug had been paused by independent monitors 2 weeks ago. Eli Lilly said in a statement, the government is continuing a separate study testing the antibody drug to moderately ill patients. The company is also continuing its own tests. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A top World Health Organization official said Monday that Europe needs a serious acceleration in the fight against the coronavirus, and a lack of contact tracing capacity could drive the disease into darkness. The vast region comprising 46 countries at WHO accounted for 46% of global cases and nearly one-third of deaths. That's according to Mike Ryan, the WHO's top emergencies expert. In Europe, the picture is unrelentingly grim as a string of countries report record increases, led by France, which posted more than 50,000 daily cases for the first time on Sunday, while the continent passed the threshold of 250,000 deaths. Ryan also said the WHO is finalizing advice on how to minimize the risk when elections are held during the coronavirus pandemic. Hurricane Zeta is closing in on the Caribbean coast of the eastern Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. It's whipping the resorts around Tulum with rain and wind before an expected landfall in the middle of the night. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Zeta's maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour late Monday, when it centered about 25 miles east of Tulum. Zeta is predicted to lose some power while crossing the peninsula before regaining hurricane strength in the Gulf of Mexico Tuesday while heading for the central U.S. Gulf Coast and a likely landfall Wednesday night. Recapping our top story, a reaction after U.S. President Trump's nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, was pushed through by U.S. Senate Republicans. The president called it a great moment, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticized the move. And the president and Democratic challenger Joe Biden have both made stops campaigning in the state of Pennsylvania on Monday via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.